pardon me, this business of food that Paul's talking about was apparently a very big issue in this early Christian community. And it had to do with the fact that virtually all the meat that was sold in the meat market was meat that had been used in the temple sacrifices, these pagan sacrifices. And so some people were very scrupulous and say, well, I can't eat that stuff. It's been tainted because of where it came from. And Paul said, no, no, everything is all right. But, and this is the important part, if you're going to offend other people's consciences by doing it, by eating that stuff, don't. So again, this enormous sensitivity to the well-being of other people is what informed Paul's directions here, like he does all the time. Okay. I think it is really important to remember over and over again that Jesus was a layman. Jesus had nothing to do with the religious bureaucracy of his day. Not with the temple priesthood, the Sadducees, or even those, we would call them, I suppose, canon lawyers today, the Pharisees, the people who were all full of awareness of what's legitimate and what's not legitimate. And that's why this passage is so striking, and it's a very small detail within this passage that makes it striking. Namely, Jesus touched a leper. To do that, of course, would make you ritually unclean. And that's why Jesus was not deterred by all these religious legislations. He simply responded to someone who was in need. And did it easily and freely. And, you know, this is something we still have not learned very well, I think, because we still want to order the world in terms of what is legitimate and what is illegitimate, what's clean and what's unclean, although we have the categories are different for us. But it was the well-being of this person that Jesus was responding to. And so he would have been, of course, criticized soundly by all the good religious types of his day. And consistently, Jesus is depicted as a kind of, as one writer put it, a marginal Jew. He stood on the edge of the official religion of his day. But he didn't just stand on the edge, he was an open and very vocal critic of the religiosity of his day. Why? And on what criterion? On the basis of what was good for human beings. In other words, he did not take all of the religious superstructure and legislation and all this other stuff as a deterrent for his capacity to simply see another human being in their own neediness. We have not done a very good job of that, I don't think, today. I mean, there's all kinds of, for instance, in the States, there's all kinds of difficulty now on the part of the American bishops with whether Catholic hospitals should offer contraceptive devices to their clients, who are not Catholic, of course. And we make this great, great furor about this stuff. Meanwhile, on the other hand, I've yet to hear an American bishop complain at all about the economic disaster that has perverted life in the States. And I've yet to hear one bishop call another one out on the basis of their treatment of the pedophile crisis. Not one. There's this wonderful conspiracy of silence. In the name of what? In the name of status, in the name of self-protection, in the name of safety, what their kind of warped understanding of safety is, I think. So we badly, badly, badly need to hear this and to understand what Jesus was about. This enormous clear-sightedness, which enabled him not to be put off by all kinds of trivial and often enough rubbishy distinctions between us human beings. He simply saw this man and said, "Yes, all right, I'm your brother." And of course, the upshot of the cleansing of the lepers was what? The reinsertion of this man into the human family, because as that thing from Leviticus said, he's supposed to be outside the camp, you know, he's supposed to be extrinsicized. Well, it seems to me, the longer I live and the more I see what's going on in the church, we need badly to be brought up short to ask ourselves, what kind of criteria are we using to dismiss other human beings? Often enough, they're not particularly noble. In fact, quite often, they're quite trivial. You know? And yet we still have every jot and tittle of the law, you know, guiding our behavior. We continue to strain gnats and swallow camels. But until we see this radical availability of Jesus to everybody, no matter how unprepossessing their qualifications are, you know, we're missing the boat. We're missing the boat.